height.
Well, yeah, and every time you go, you should look at the stream gauge online.
Sure.
If you've got that capability. And then go to the river, and you, now you got, okay, now I know what 4,000 CFS means. I know what it looks like. And keep it, you know, you can keep a diary. Of course, I remember all this stuff. But if you got to go home and keep a little logbook, that's great. You know, and then you can, your favorite river, you can kind of judge looking online. Well, no, this thing's about 13,000 CFS. Nah, I think I better stay home and build credit with the wife this weekend.
Honey, the rivers are great this weekend, but I just wanted to stay home with you and do some Christmas shopping.
Great,
yeah, I understand.
And the thing of it is, I mean, the holidays are really tough on a steelheader because right now, in a lot of our local streams, we are looking at near peak numbers of hatchery fish. I mean, the book has been 2 weeks either side of Christmas. It's kind of that money spot.
Yeah.
But when you get that peak in hatchery fish and good dropping water levels right there, man, that's a time that is definitely time to get that.
So and so now we've made the decision to go to the river. We're at the river. What am I looking for now? And when you talk about reading water, you're looking at current, you're looking at obstructions in the water. What are you looking for when you're looking at those things?
Well, you know, if you're looking at perfect water conditions, let's just look at just absolutely ideal steelhead water. You know,
dialed in green.
3 foot of visibility. You know, I'm looking for some cover in the form of depth. So I'm going to look at maybe 5-6 feet deep. And what I'm looking for is basketball-sized rocks on the bottom. So I'm going to my favorite steelhead hole. Okay, and I've got 6 feet deep, the sweet spot in the run, right in the middle of the run or maybe down towards the tail out. I've got a bunch of basketball-sized rocks, which they love to lay on. And I've got a root watch sticking out from the bank. That's mm-hmm. where I'm going to spend some time. When I walk up to a hole, it's like a deer hunter or anything. You know, when you look at that, it's like, that's the spot right there. That's the sweet spot. Now from there, I mean, you can go to boulders in the middle of the river, you know, big boulder in the middle of the river. Of course, the obvious spot is just downstream of that boulder. But what people don't understand, there's actually a little hydraulic right on the front of that rock where a lot of fish will hang out. They can sit just upstream of that rock without using a whole lot of energy.
Reflected current.
Exactly. And then downstream of that rock, the trouty kind of water is that roily, boily, kind of turbulent water right downstream of the rock. If you throw in there, your stuff's just going to sit there. It doesn't move. Those steelhead are going to be where that water starts to straighten out again. And they'll be a little slick just downstream of that big rock or even a tree in the middle of the river, anything in the middle of the river that blocks the flow. They're going to be in that slick water where that current starts to pick up speed again.
How much time are you going to spend in a hole? You said, I find my 5 or 6 feet of water. It's got the basketball-sized rocks in there. I even got a root sticking out there. You got the cover. You got everything you want. You know there's got to be a fish in there. How much time are you going to fish a hole like that?
Depends on the stream.
Without a bite, obviously.
Yeah, it depends on the stream. If we're talking about some of these smaller cricks that we talked about, little cricks, the Salton, the Pilchuck, mm-hmm. man, those are 2 or 3 cast drills, and you're moving on to the next hole. But if we're talking about our larger streams where you got more fish, the Skagit, the Skykomish, man, we're going to make a few passes of that and spend a little time.
Well, if it's hatchery fish, I'm going to spend quite a bit of time there. If mm-hmm. we're talking about wild fish, they'll be scattered all over the river, and you're looking for aggressive fish.
Right.
So you want to keep moving. But if it's hatchery fish, if you're up around Reeder Ponds or if you're up in the Rockport area and you're bank fishing or something, I'm going to spend some time there. I mean, when we were on the bogey a couple weeks ago, I sat in one hole for 3 hours.